Ryan, thanks so much. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder, and we are joined, as we are almost every Friday, by Kurt Wagner. Kurt is the owner and proprietor of TVShowPatrol.com.
Just sounds so... He's CEO.
Sounds like he's the CEO of TV Show...
CE everything.
CE everything of TVShowPatrol.com.
And the COO.
Yep. He's the coup. There's so much to discuss with you, but first I have to ask you, have you ever seen anything quite like what's playing out with Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan? To make a very, very long story as short as I possibly can, Michael Strahan got a job over at Good Morning America and I guess didn't inform Kelly Ripa that he'd be leaving soon.
Apparently no one did.
No one on the show did. She didn't take too kindly to that. So even though Michael sat in on their show, she took a 3 or 4 day hiatus and then came back. People are criticizing her for leaving. People are criticizing her for coming back. They're mad at Michael Strahan. Everybody's mad at somebody. How did this happen all so quickly?
Well, you know, part of me says it's a personnel issue and it's none of her business anyway.
Yeah.
Like when I've left a job, I haven't told everyone.
Yeah.
But I would also feel, if this is my partner on the show, that, you know, I would feel a little bad about not saying. But it's kind of unprofessional not to show up for work, I still think. Although, you know, Mo Ryan, who, you know, has written about that it's just another example of the under, you know, how TV doesn't value women. And that she was mistreated, but I don't know.
I don't know. Was she really mistreated?
See, I still don't believe she was. I mean,
I think, Mike, and we discussed this before, you can't say something to screw up your deal when you're negotiating.
Right.
However, I felt he owed her the respect as a partner to say, listen, let me tell you something.
Right. And apparently she was told like 20 minutes before...
Before airtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so maybe that was mishandled. Maybe they could have done it at least the day before. I don't know.
I've read several accounts that they weren't getting along so well off air, and that contributed to this as well. Do you know if that's true or not true?
I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, those rumors, you could, you know, I read something about that he doesn't get along with the producer either.
Michael Gelman?
But, you know, who knows if that's true? I don't know.
Gelman is the producer, but he's on the air sometimes more than they are.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's true or not. But it's so weird with those shows, you know, that those hosts of shows like that. I mean, he was already doing stuff at Good Morning America
Right. So now the big talk is who will replace him. And now there were a couple stories I saw yesterday saying that she wants to leave the show now, too, that she doesn't feel she's been treated fairly. So she may walk as well.
Yeah, maybe they'll have to get two people.
So one of the names that keeps coming up is Anderson Cooper, who's extremely busy anyway. Ryan Seacrest's name has come up a little bit. Who
God,
else?
God, I hope it's not him.
I'm trying to think of who.
I'm so sick.
I don't want it to be.
Well,
Ryan
he would
Seacrest
have to move.
Either.
I mean, that's just a New York based show. They would, you know, and he's got so much going on the West Coast.
Oh, Neil Patrick Harris is the other one. His name keeps coming up.
He'd
too.
Be great.
He's very, very talented.
He would be good too, but some of those folks, like Anderson Cooper, I can't imagine would want to do that.
So busy as it is.
Yeah, and unless he really wants to change his whole. Thing.
Well, he's already doing cable news. He's on 60 Minutes almost every week.
His own show, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can't see him doing that, but, you know, no Patrick Harris, maybe, but, you know.
That wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
He's filled in a bunch. He
and, you know,
does a nice
I've already
job
thrown my hat in, but I haven't heard.
You said last week that you wanted
is
the
Is that
job.
Where your hat is and why you're not wearing it?
You threw it in.
I threw it in there.
Yeah.
And they'll probably just crumple it up.
All right. I'm saving this part for last. I don't want to give this up.
You
I just said
are
to Wendy,
such a tease.
I don't want you to know what it is yet. But one of Wendy's favorite shows and one of my favorite shows is coming back. Don't divulge this yet. But speaking of comebacks, they've announced the cast list for Twin Peaks, which I think went off the air 25 years ago, didn't it? Or did it start? Yeah.
This isn't what you're talking about.
No, this is separate.
1991.
Early 90 or 91.
I think it was those two seasons where it was two seasons and then there was a movie.
Yeah.
I've
Firewalk
been hanging
with
out.
Me.
Yeah, that wasn't.
That's
good.
Not the name of the movie. I'm asking you, Kurt, if you'd like to firewalk with me.
That was really lame and I was so disappointed. But I've been hanging with the Log Lady since 91.
Oh.
We have a good cup of Joe together and some donuts.
She's unfortunately passed away.
Oh, then someone
Last
is
fall.
Faking her.
Somebody's pretending
but
to be.
She's on the list. So I don't know if they, you know, they've been working on this since 2014. I don't know if that was just the writing of it and that kind of stuff because it's had some ups and downs.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I don't know if they have any new footage. I tried to get Showtime. It's going to be on Showtime. I tried to get them to tell me, but they would not divulge. They said, all we can divulge is the list we sent you.
The cast list, as I look at it, it has some returning favorites, some people that were on Twin Peaks back in the early 1990s, and then a bunch of new people. And I have to say this. I'm not making this up. This is one of the most impressive cast lists of any TV show I've ever seen.
It's very bizarre because it's, you know, if this show is 10 or 13 episodes, which I think it is, that's a lot of people. There's 217 people on that list. That's a lot of people to cram into that many episodes.
Wow.
So I don't know if there's going to be some, you know, walking through, holding a gourd in the background or something.
Yeah. But, you got the lead, which was Kyle MacLachlan.
I thought we were just teasing this.
No.
This isn't the big one.
This isn't the big news. This isn't the... I already explained to you what I wanted to Wendy with later. The lead was Kyle MacLachlan back in the early days. He was Special Agent Dale Cooper. He's coming back. Now, Shira Lee, who played Laura Palmer, who the whole show is based on her character dying, she's coming back.
Right, but she was back even after Laura Palmer died because she played another character.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the other character's name, but...
Not Laura Palmer.
Yeah.
That was her name.
Laura Palmer lookalike.
Yes, right.
But was it her cousin or something? Was it like
Patty
Duke
something like
thing?
That. So, you know, she could be something completely different. Or maybe it's all flashback.
Maybe flashback
stuff.
Maybe.
Who knows? It's shrouded in
Peggy
mystery.
Lipton is coming back.
Love her.
Peggy Lipton.
She's fantastic, yeah.
She is the mother of?
Of
Lipton
Rashida Jones.
Yeah.
Because Peggy Lee and Quincy Jones.
Right.
Not Peggy Lee.
No, not Peggy Lee. Peggy Lipton.
Peggy Lipton.
Peggy Lee, that's
Peggy
a whole
Lee's
different
thing.
Peggy
gone.
Lee is also coming back to Twin
no,
Peaks.
No, Peggy Lipton and Quincy Jones had Rashida Jones, who was on The Office and that other show that I don't watch that she's on.
On Community.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that that was...
Not Community.
Rashida Jones.
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec.
Thank you, Ryan. Yeah.
Same thing, in my opinion. Don't watch either.
It's different. All those people will be back. It doesn't say Michael Ontkean's name, who I like very much.
From The Rookies.
Yeah, from The Rookies. And from Slapshot. Doesn't say his name. But let's go through some of the new people. Eddie Vedder will be on the show.
Eddie Vedder will be on?
He'll do the theme song.
You can gig with him.
I love Eddie Vedder.
Even though he's a Cubs fan?
Yeah, that's the only problem
that he has.
I could bring him over to the South Side.
Naomi Watts will be on the show.
Naomi Watts will be on. She's been in several...
She's worked with David Lynch
David
in the
Lynch
past.
Well, yeah,
right?
It's an interesting mix of...
I enjoy her.
Musicians and David Lynch
Jim Belushi.
Collaborators.
Jim
I'm not watching.
Wendy, come
I'm
on.
Done.
Jim Belushi.
He's a deal breaker.
Everybody
Trent
loves
Reznor.
Belushi.
Oh, that's cool.
Trent Reznor's on. And the Nine Inch Nails guitarist. And Trent Reznor's wife, Mary Queen.
Now, I don't see... No, not of Scott.
Laura Dern.
Laura Dern will be on the show.
Love her.
Balthazar Getty.
Oh, I like his work. Do you know who he is?
Mr. From Spaghetti? Lord,
no, not...
Balthazar.
Balthazar Getty Balthazar. From Lord of the Flies.
Mm-hmm.
Heir to the Getty fortune.
Monica Bellucci.
Yeah, she will be on
Michael
it.
Michael Cera. Ashley Judd.
I think when they got Jim Belushi, they meant to get Monica Bellucci, and they sent out the wrong postcard.
But then they got both.
Yeah, right, because once you send the postcard out, there's nothing you can do.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, one time I had Thanksgiving dinner at the table next to Jim Belushi.
Oh, you did?
In Chicago.
What was that like? Was that pleasant?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I just kept looking over.
Yeah. Hi, Jim Belushi.
Hi, Jim Belushi.
Hi.
How's the turkey?
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll talk more television with Kurt Wagner, the CEO of TVShowPatrol.com. Oh, you won't.
I like him and everything, but
he won't ruin it.
There are so many people on this list. He's probably not even going to be in.
He'll just blend right in. He'll be fine.
He cannot blend right in.
He'll be all right. Stick around. More show. Bill and Wendy, WGN. Kurt Wagner is the head honcho at TVShowPatrol.com. If you want to get something done, you talk to Kurt Wagner. He'll do it for you. Kurt, you know what I wish is that Sylvester Stallone had his own TV series.
Well, you're going to get your wish.
What?
Apparently. He is going to do a show, a mafia drama.
Oh, I like that.
From the guy who wrote The Godfather.
Yeah, Mario Puzo.
Mario Puzo and Antoine Fuqua.
Great director.
Can't say that on the air.
Very talented. You can say Antoine on the air.
He did Training Day, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
That's all you need to tell us. I'm in.
I believe. It's
Stallone
all
playing a mafioso.
Yo,
I
want, that's the name
yeah,
of
I don't
the...
think it's been sold to a network yet. But
I'm sorry, Wendy. The title of the show is just Yo?
Yo. Because Adrian's probably not on it.
No, she's not in it. No, he's not playing Rocky. He's playing a mafioso.
Maybe his name will be Rocky.
Yo.
Maybe. And then can I finally divulge the secret that I've been holding back from Wendy?
Oh, my God, the secret.
Wendy, one of your favorite shows of all time is coming back, and it's coming back this summer.
The Ropers?
It's not The Ropers.
I don't know.
Were you hoping it was The Ropers? Match Game will be returning. That's right, Match Game. Now, in your wildest dreams, you could not imagine who they've chosen as the next host of the Match Game. Go ahead and try.
Jim Belushi.
It is not Jim Belushi.
No. God.
You could guess all day long. You would not come up with the answer. Although, after I heard...
Norm MacDonald.
No, it's not. That would be good.
Wouldn't he be great?
He would be a good host on the Match Game.
Ow. That's a terrible
answer.
Only
if he was doing it as Colonel Sanders.
Right.
Oh, my God. Right. Daryl Hammond.
It's not Daryl Hammond.
He wouldn't be that good.
It's not Daryl Hammond.
Give me a hint.
He was in a show you mentioned just a little bit ago.
Does that help at all?
Was he in Twin Peaks?
No, he's never been on Twin Peaks. He will. I'll say this. He was known primarily for his work in dramas for a long, long time. Neil Patrick Harris. Dramas. And then did a complete 180, and in addition to dramas, he's now also known for comedy. But he's not known as a game show host in any way, shape, or form. He's known as an actor.
I have no idea.
He's a friend of Tina Fey's.
Well, who isn't?
I guess you should tell her.
All right.
Tim Meadows.
It is not. It is Alec Baldwin will be the new host of Match Game.
He's going to be great.
I think so,
too. He is going to be great.
I really do. But it's such a departure. I mean, we always think of Gene Rayburn and the pornographically long microphone that he used.
That'll be back. You know it will be back.
You've got to have that back.
It was this long, pencil-thin thing with a tiny little ball at the end.
Yeah.
I never saw anything like that.
And he
like
carried it.
It
around?
Oh, he
because this wasn't just a desk thing, right?
Oh, no,
he'd walk around with it,
and he'd hold it up to the guests to have them do their answer.
Yeah,
and he really finessed that little microphone.
It's so weird because the mics have been the same forever. Like, why wouldn't you use a standard mic? But for some reason, on that show, they used the one that it was like a yardstick with a furry top on.
I remember that.
Not before or after has anyone used that microphone.
Nobody.
Alec Baldwin is going to rock it.
I think so too.
Maybe he had small hands and he had to have the really thin.
I bet that's what it was.
The really
I bet that's what
thing.
It was. All right. So now what they're doing over at NBC. ABC, I'm sorry, is they're putting together a block for the summer of your favorite game shows.
Reimagined.
And what's it going to be? Who is it?
June 26th on ABC, the Celebrity Family Feud, which had its first season last year, comes back.
Okay.
I can't remember who the host is.
And the host
is.
Is it Steve Harvey doing it? Or
oh,
is it
yeah,
somebody,
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey, yeah.
And then...
you should take his job.
That's at 7. And then at 8 is the $100,000 Pyramid, which will have...
More than the $20,000 Pyramid.
Way more. Well, inflation.
Our buddy Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan
will
is
be
hosting
the host.
The $100,000 pyramid.
Yeah, the $100,000.
Why?
Pyramid.
That's to make
eight.
Kelly Ripa angry.
Right.
That's the only reason he's doing it.
She's his first guest.
How come there aren't any women game show hosts?
I don't know.
There really aren't, are there?
And the 9 o'clock is Match Game.
There was
Weakest Link.
There was Vicki Lawrence for a while.
What'd she host?
She hosted Pictionary. That's not good enough for you. She hosted
Pictionary.
Did Betty White used to fill in? Oh, no, she was always a guest.
What's
she was always
line?
A guest
her,
host.
Her husband.
The late Alan Ludden was on Password.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Meredith Vieira hosted You Want to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah. And the Weakest Link lady who always wore the suits.
The British lady.
Before Hillary Clinton did.
Right. Yeah, she gave all of her old clothes to Hillary Clinton.
Oh, and what's her face from Glee?
Who from Glee? Jane Lynch
Jane
was
Lynch.
Hosting a show.
She
at
still
night.
Hosts that.
Is that still on?
Right.
Yeah, that's still on.
Okay.
On NBC.
I just wondered. Seems like mainly guys.
But game shows, like, there was a time when we were all growing up where on any given day, Monday through Friday, you had 6 or 7 or 8 game shows on during the day.
Right.
They just don't do them anymore much.
Wheel of Fortune's still around. Has been around forever.
The syndicated ones. Jeopardy's still on. Wheel of Fortune's
no
still
Joker's
on.
Wild.
Price is Right.
No
in fact,
split second.
The Price is Right is doing 3. Primetime specials.
Is Drew Carey still doing
summer.
That?
Yeah. He still hosts that. Yeah. He's good with that.
So they're doing some game shows at night. I mean, it's summertime, you know, some of the networks just go, we want the cheapest thing we can have to be on air.
I want your opinion on something. I saw on HBO last night, there's a movie about the Clarence Thomas hearings with Anita Hill.
Confirmation.
Did you get to see that by any chance?
I have not seen it yet.
You're going to like it.
But I hear it's really good.
It's really good. It's very well acted. If you were a fan of the O.J. Simpson miniseries that
and
was just
wasn't?
On. it's that kind of flavor, but without the element of overacting. You know what I mean?
I kept
that's the thing is, didn't you have a love-hate relationship with the way they overacted?
Travolta changed my life in that as Shapiro. He really did. It bothered me, yet I couldn't wait to see it every week. And by the end, I loved
him. Sure. So that's
he was in his own version of that. He was in his own little world.
Right. He was.
Right. His style.
He was in the comedy version of that.
Yeah. It was the Vinnie Barbarino, Robert Shapiro mashup.
Right. Right. But if you're a fan of that kind of thing and you like to go back, and it's hard to believe that it was that many years ago, and that Clarence Thomas is still a Supreme Court justice after all that you see during this trial, you go, well, there's no way in the world they're going to accept this guy.
Right. Well, I remember this trial. They aired this trial on TV.
Yeah.
And even on Saturday, they had it on.
Yeah.
And because the it wasn't a trial. It was a Senate hearings.
Yeah.
Confirmation hearings. But I remember the whole...
You know who's great in
the
this?
The Coke can thing and all the stuff.
Yeah.
You know who's
in this
that's great?
There's a hair on my Coke.
Greg Kinnear is in it. He plays people. I hope people remember this. Joe Biden played an integral role. So it's young. He's playing young Joe Biden.
He was the committee chairman,
Yeah.
He was the committee chairman. And Kerry Washington plays
Anita Hill.
Anita Hill.
Eric Stone Street's in it from Modern Family. It's like O.J. Simpson. There's all kinds of famous people just playing little bit parts in it.
Right.
And you go, hey, that guy's playing him? It's really fun. Thank you, Kurt. We appreciate you being here.
Sure.
Kurt Wagner's website, again, tvshowpatrol.com. We'll find out what's on the Wintrust Business Lunch next. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.